MISO agrees with all four IMM State of the Market recs, written by Amanda Durish Cook, and read by an automated voice. MISO said all four recommendations in the Independent Market Monitor's 2024 State of the Market report likely are viable. The quartet of recommendations from IMM David Patton involve transmission congestion, the Midwest-South transmission link, market-to-market coordination and price settlements after grid devastation. At a November 13 Market Subcommittee meeting, Director of Market Design Zayaxia Shea said MISO is working on the pricing recommendation and has made plans to address the other three. Shea said MISO agrees with the monitor that it should improve its criteria for pricing when an extreme event forces portions of the grid offline. Patton recommended that MISO tweak portions of its forced off-asset declaration, namely its constraint management and dead bus criteria, to trigger the settlement style. MISO's forced off-asset event declaration sets real-time prices equal to day-ahead prices for offline facilities. MISO created the new settlement practice in 2024 for generators physically disconnected from the grid during extensive transmission outages triggered by extreme events. It's designed to prevent generation from excessive penalties or undeserved windfalls. Patton said even though 2024's Hurricane Beryl forced transmission offline that disconnected most loads in the Southeast Texas load pocket, the storm failed to qualify as a forced off-asset event. Patton said MISO defines its revenue inadequacy criteria too narrowly to have activated the pricing. Patton said to address the issue, MISO should add price volatility make-whole payment criteria to the revenue inadequacy criteria when making the call on forced off-asset declarations. Shea said MISO would include price volatility make-whole payment criteria in the financial criteria for declaring a forced off-asset event. The change would require only a minor tariff edit, she said. Squeezing more out of Midwest-South constraint. Shea said MISO agrees it should look into more effectively using its Midwest-South transfer constraint. However, she said MISO needs to first evaluate the issue and the effects of rolling out the IMM suggestion. Patton proposed that MISO maximize its Midwest to South transmission limit by being less circumspect with the space it reserves for unforeseen flows. MISO actively derates its Midwest-South transfer constraint to keep flows in either direction below the contractual limit. It also reserves space for unmodeled flows over the constraint that can violate the limit. Patton said MISO's cautiousness has caused the transfers used to be just 84% of what's contractually allowed. He said MISO should work in extra, lower value steps to the transmission limits demand curve and raise its energy plus short-term reserve limit to the highest penalty step on the transfer to use the transmission more. Patton said a more detailed curve and relaxed limits could increase the paths used when the value of transfers is high. M2M improvements. Shea said efforts are underway to review MISO's and its neighbors' criteria for assigning and managing market-to-market flows. Patton advised MISO to stop accepting SPP's requests that constraints be designated for market-to-market coordination unless MISO is sure it can help ease the constraint. She said MISO could suggest revisions or create new rules for when monitoring roles change on a flow gate or to better define effective control conditions. She said MISO would engage SPP especially on potential changes. This is a part of our continual coordination with our neighbors to manage transfers through market-to-market flow gates as well as requests for relief, she said. Patton said MISO in some cases has accepted an M2M designation for flow gates from SPP even when it cannot deliver economic respite. He was among the first to alert stakeholders that MISO could offer little relief for a MISO-SPP flow gate in North Dakota strained by a new cryptocurrency mining facility. The situation in 2023 spurred complaints from the MISO side and a FERC refusal to refund about $40 million in congestion costs. Seasonal or monthly FTR auctions. Finally, MISO said it would consider the IMM's proposal that MISO shift most of its transmission capability to seasonal and monthly financial transmission rights auctions and auction revenue rights. Patton has said the move would lead to more participation and liquidity in near-term auctions, reduce the risk of overselling, and improve price convergence, where FTR prices better reflect actual system conditions and values of the congestion hedges. The IMM has said buyers often overpay for counterflow in seasonal and monthly FTR auctions with low participation, and incremental capacity is underpriced. He also has said low participation in FTR auctions by holders of ARR suggests sluggish competition. Compounding matters, Patton said transmission owners report outages to MISO too late, which can lead to the overselling of FTRs. MISO agrees there is some value to moving to seasonal auctions from annual auctions and even monthly auctions, Shea said. She added that more frequent auctions would have more accurate modeling assumptions and more up-to-date outage information. Shea said the IMM's council would be considered under MISO's larger work to improve its ARR/FTR market. MISO has become increasingly concerned over its congestion hedging markets underfunding in recent years. it is said there's a growing discrepancy between awarded ARRs and the footprint's actual congestion patterns. As a result, load-serving entities hold a historically smaller share of FTRs, and the ARR's congestion value has fallen. The RTO is in the exploration phase of solutions but said it wants to bolster FTR market performance and participation, improve model accuracy, ensure funding, and better link the day-ahead market to the FTR market.